Do you ever walk around, you have an idea or a concept or a story or something that seems to be following you around, and it applies to this and then it applies to that, and you have this conversation with somebody and it comes up again, seems to be following you around, and then maybe you get another piece of it and you go, oh, that's for this, or that's for this person. And I think something like that, anyway, happened to me today. This idea of Walt Whitman has been following me around for the last couple of weeks. And the main idea that's been sort of going around in my head is how much of a crazy, preposterous believer he was in himself and in his writing and in the power of art and the power of... He just had this belief in himself that he was big and important and powerful. He believed things like his poetry could prevent the Civil War. That his poetry would lead to racial harmony and universal brotherhood. And he would write in some of his poems directly addressing readers like more than 100 years in the future. Like, of course people are going to be reading my poetry 100 years from now. You know, with that kind of attitude. A critic said it was if Walt Whitman saw an ad in the paper that said wanted national poet and decided he was going to apply for the job. And was 100% sure he would get it, too. And here's the weird thing, is that he believed all that based on nothing. Zero. I mean, no one ever told him he was a great writer. Before he published Leaves of Grass, he hadn't published all these poems where critics were telling him, yeah, you're awesome, you're the next great poet. Anything. Nothing. Zippo. There were no great writers in his family. He did not come from a family of writers. In fact, his family's pretty messed up, actually, right? So, based on nothing, he believed all of this. He self-published Leaves of Grass, and nobody bought it. And that didn't stop him either. He kept believing and believing and believing in the power of his art and how big he was and how amazing he was, even when it appeared kind of ridiculous. But I got to thinking about, this is what happened today. I started thinking about, okay, why did Whitman believe all these things, or what kept him going? Why would you keep going it like that? Why would you believe these crazy things and keep going in that direction? And I thought about it, and a lot of it is in his poetry. There's one aspect of his poetry is just this crazy optimism and wildness and revolutionary new style and all this stuff. But the other thing is a deep and abiding compassion for humans, for mankind, for his fellow mankind. It's just you cannot read him without coming away going, this guy loved people. And it wasn't just an intellectual kind of love that was in his poetry and just existed in his lines, okay? There was a hospital a few blocks from where Whitman lived in New York during the Civil War. And this is not a hospital like we would imagine a hospital. This was basically a dumping ground of wounded soldiers. Trainload after trainload would come in from the front, full of soldiers dying, amputations, infections, all kind. And, you know, medicine in the 1860s, right? They didn't know anything about sterilization, none of that stuff. This was hell. This was hell on earth. And every day, Whitman would walk down there, and he would bring candy and tobacco and toys and books, and he would sit with these dying soldiers. And he would hold their hands, and he would talk with them, and he would put his arm around them and hold them as they died. And they loved him, and he loved them. They loved to see him coming. And I go, okay, now I get it. That's why he kept believing these preposterous, amazing things about his art and what he could do and what dreaming could do. And all the things that it could accomplish. And that's why he saw this pain. He saw this stuff that should not be in these people that he loved so deeply. And he said, I'm going to do everything in my power and with all my talent to change all of this. And he kept going and going and going. And that's where it comes with this one, too.